Hey, this is Mike Odd, manager of the mighty Mac Sabbath. You are listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. And we're loving it.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Hey everybody, it's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio, and I have the privilege of being on the phone with the manager of the band Mac Sabbath, Mike Odd. How are you doing, Mike?
Hey, fantastic.
So you guys on the road right now, heading to, show in PA tonight, and then... You'll be coming into our neck of the woods in Cleveland tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and checking out the show. How's the tour?
Yeah, Beachland Ballroom.
Yeah. That's like your spot when you guys come to town, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Take good care of the guys. How's the touring been going so far with you guys are out? I think this is the first time you've been on the road with Oakley Doakley, right?
No, it was the second time.
Oh, really?
Second time, yeah. Okay, so guess... It's the first band that's ever toured with us twice.
they're gluttons for punishment, huh? What you're saying?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I was more surprised than anybody.
Yeah, they got. I mean, I think it's a great bill having you guys on there. If we could throw in like Galactic Empire and stuff, oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, we did that one too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
good times, man. Get it all together. Make some MacFest or something like that. I think in the future we'll have to look at it, right? I mean, I think one of your inspirations did something similar back in the day, I believe, right? So. We can build it up to MacFest eventually, right?
I like it.
All right. Well, since I helped come up with it, you know, I get, you guys are going to take care of me when it launches, right?
Oh, you get 10% of the debt.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan. So, hey, I caught that, caught online, you guys had the opportunity to perform for the legend himself, Ozzy Osbourne, and I was wondering, how was that all put together, and what can you tell us about that experience?
Well, not as much as you'd think. Part of why Mac Sabbath remains so mysterious is that... I have to deal with this freaking clown that loves to keep secrets and loves to like play tricks on me and keep me guessing. And so he's totally anonymous and I have no idea who he is or what he is. And he shows up at the last second and plays these tricks on me and stuff. And so the problem is, I didn't know anything about it, and this picture surfaced of Ozzy, this photograph of Ozzy hanging out with the band, and get a hold of him, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and and he's just kind of laughing and making a big joke of it, and saying all these cryptic things, and won't tell me what the deal is, and then finally, of course, the video surfaces, and I was kept in the dark on the whole thing. So,
man, so you weren't invited to the party or nothing, huh?
No. But pretty exciting for it to have all come together the way that it did. For me, I'm just like, okay, it just makes it all the more weird for me to try to figure out who this guy is and what his connections really are to Black Sabbath, And Who knows?
Well, Ozzy seemed like he really enjoyed it, so that was it was really cool to watch.
Yeah, that was the real that was something that I was kind of nervous about. Yeah, that was great to see. You know, there's all these people that'll be like, oh, you know, this is a disgrace to Black Sabbath, and this isn't right, and you're being disrespectful. But, you know, these clowns I have to deal with online, and, you know, it's like, it's just kind of...
Dealing with clowns all over the place, man.
Exactly. It's just sort of legitimized the whole thing and shut them all up. So that was kind of nice.
Oh yeah, I bet. Yeah, it was really cool to see that. Any funny stories that you've heard from that day that you could share?
Like I said, I've been kept in the dark on the whole thing, and I guess that's the funniest part about it for him. Yeah.
Nice. So, what's been some of your... Now, you guys have been on the tour here for a little bit. I mean, well, you've been on several tours, but this one's, coming to town tomorrow. What's been some of your favorite shows that you've performed so far? That like places that you've been and just experiences that you won't forget?
Well, last night was amazing playing in New Jersey at a... What was the name of that place last night? The Wilmot Theater in Montclair, New Jersey was just a huge, incredible theater. We loved playing at Trees in Dallas, and we played in New Orleans right there on Decatur Street. That's always unforgettable to go to New Orleans, even though I kind of don't remember it.
I hear that a lot when you pass through that area. It's something, something in the water or something, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there definitely is things in the water there. Yeah, for sure.
Nice. So, I heard, from the guys at Oakley Doakley that they had experienced some travel issues that they had to rectify during this tour with a van and stuff like that. You guys have any issues like that that you've been dealing with this time around?
Like I said before, my issue is constantly dealing with Ronald and having to deal with the fact that he shows up at the last second and I don't even know how he's getting around and what he's doing. And he just tortures me with it. And I'm always worried that he's not going to show up. And, his thing is like, I don't get to have regular conversations of where he is and what he's doing because he maintains that he's traveling through the time space continuum from the 1970s to save us all from the current state of music and food. And bring us back to a time where, sustenance and rock were still organic. So that's the sort of thing that I have to deal with instead of,
sounds like my teenage radiators. Daughters.
Yeah.
Except for the whole time travel thing, but,
I'm not dealing with salty radiators and Flans Mission.
But just bleeding ulcers from stress, right?
Exactly.
Well, speaking of like current topics and stuff, I want to ask you, with some of the metal bands and the video games and everything being blamed for the acts of violence in the world lately, do you think it's just a matter of time before Max Sabbath gets the blame for poor nutrition and childhood obesity?
Oh, it's just the opposite. Actually, Max Sabbath is the only band that's dedicated their entire career to being against fast food and against this sort of lifestyle. If you listen to the lyrics, even though even though Max Sabbath has coined the phrase and genre drive-through metal, they do not condone a drive-through drive-through lifestyle. If you look at a song like it's kind of like when everybody was like, oh, Black Sabbath is evil and they're blah 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 blah, and then you go and you look in the lyrics and you see what it is it's, you know, Black Sabbath is warning the world about evil. This is the same thing. At first glance, it looks like this, you know, hamburger junk food band, of course. But when you delve into the lyrics, it's all about warning you about how that is not the way to live, and to, you know, look into slowing down and figuring out what you're eating and checking out things that are organic and plant based. And if you look at a song like Organic Funeral or GMO Blind, it's just bashing this industry and even the government, purposefully poisoning the people, in very, very specific manners. And there's a like a 7-syllable chemical mentioned in Organic Funeral that's in the entire line of the song, where Ozzy's gonna say like, you know, 5 or 6 words in this amount of syllables. This is one word in this entire line. I think it's azodiacarbonadamide or something like that. And what it is it's a chemical that's in the hamburger buns that they use in almost every fast food place in America. And America is the only place where it's legal, because every other country it's considered to be a poison.
Yeah.
So, it's just quite the opposite. But that's what people definitely think first glance. But you go to the show and it doesn't come off preachy or anything. But if you want to go and check it out and look it up and look into the lyrics, it's really interesting, informative, educational stuff.
Oh, I agree. It's just, you know, people don't take the time to do that stuff like a lot of these bands. Like,
oh,
you even said,
right,
with Black Sabbath getting the blame for being evil back in the day. It's because people need a scapegoat. There's no personal accountability, you know?
Exactly.
But it's great that you guys are bringing this to their face, like, literally.
Yeah.
And more people need to know about these things.
It's like Chris Christopherson said, blame it on the Stones. I don't know if you know that song, but it's a great song.
I'll have to look that one up too. So I was thinking too, are you guys, has there been talk about maybe putting together like a DVD, like road, you know, on the road, live shows or something like that, and maybe get like Morgan Spurlock to like direct it or something?
Well, once again, now I'm dealing with the clown that doesn't accept any modern technology, and that's another thing that's very hard for me, is he doesn't accept anything past, you know, 1979. That's why everybody's like, why don't you have a DVD? Why don't you have a CD? Why don't you have why don't you have MP3s? It's like, all this stuff is just going to get seltzer water sprayed all over me and maybe a pie in my face, and it's not going to get done. That's why our release is a coloring book with a flexi disc. That's about all I've been able to do at this point, and I'm working on it, but it's difficult.
I don't envy you in the least.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what could you tell us a little bit maybe about the musical background of some of the members that do communicate with you, like what kind of background they might have had in music before getting to this level?
All I've really noticed is Black Sabbath.
yeah.
Yeah. Occasionally, you know, it seemed like, you know, somebody might have, you know, been listening to, you know, KFCDC or something like that. But,
but I mean, has like Hamburglar shared any stories about like, you know, when he was young and when he first picked up a, you know?
Oh, you mean the cat like burglar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, that's the kind of thing I was talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry, my bad.
The cat burglar, you know, he shares stories with me about, you know, scratching on cat posts and, you know, you know, and about, you know, his kleptomania that's been subsided, and, you know, he's on parole now, so we're good, and we've got that taken care of. He's into parkour. That's his new thing, so
stop
at a park, and he'll run around and do his parkour thing.
To work on the cat-like reflexes.
Exactly. Nice. He's from the cat skills, so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, so now I got to, like, double scan some of these questions. I thought I was good, but now I see where we're going. Okay, how about from your perspective as a manager and a fan of music? Here's a question that I ask, all the people I have on the show is, like, top three musical artists in your opinion.
I'm not good with favorites. I'm obviously a huge Black Sabbath fan, really into Alice Cooper. I love the Cramps. Well, there's three.
There you go. All right. Now, you mentioned some of the, you know, the stress you have dealing with the clown and everything like that. Is there, you know, either when you're on the road or off the road, is there any kind of, like, daily habits that you try and to bring into your day that help you, you know, just try and have the best day possible?
Yeah, avoid that frickin' clown.
But it sounds like he avoids you, too, so.
Yeah. You know, in a way that's convenient for him. You know what I mean? Like, I have to deal with him when he wants me to deal with him. You know what I mean? So you know, there's sort of a mutual avoidance going on there, depending on what the subject matter is.
Man, but it's been, you know... I guess it works for you guys, huh?
It works for him better than it works for me. But, you know, I can't really complain because I somehow managed to get a career out of it. I was never really good at working.
I bet. Oh, that's great.
So I guess I've found my calling.
So, like, what would you, when all is said and done, what would you say you'd want your legacy to be?
Oh, my God. Like, what's it going to say on my tombstone? Killed by a clown. I don't know. Wow. We're apparently... at this place, and I'm just looking out at the train track, and where the heck we are. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I'm here.
No, I got you. I got you. all right. Okay. I'll try and get ready and wrap this up for you.
It's a bowling alley. Look at that.
Oh, is that the venue tonight?
Yes.
Nice.
That was a surprise.
Nice, yeah. It's a bonus.
Yeah, there you go. Why are we playing at an Air Force base? Like, that was weird. Okay. Yeah, all right. Sorry.
All right, well, I'll get ready to wrap this
distractions.
Wrap this up with you real quick. Yeah, I know, it's a, you know, that adult ADD, I understand. I deal with it too. Yes. Shiny things.
Yes, but, exactly.
One more question for you. What was your favorite toy growing up and why?
You know, I was just talking about this with somebody. That's a funny question. There was something called Mattel's Strange Change Machine. And there were these monsters that were these little rubber cubes, and you put them in this little weird oven, and they would metamorphosize into these, like, these little rubber cubes that you would put in this little oven, and they would change into monsters. And then you, like, play with the little monster for a little while, and then you put it back in this little oven, and it changes into a cube again. And then you could take the cube back out and then change it into a different monster. So,
wow, I don't recall that one.
Yeah, it's an obscure one. You can look it up on the YouTube and see the commercial for Mattel's Strange Change Machine. And it was dangerous and hot and got real hot. I don't think it was around for very long. It's probably a lot of kids got burned with it and stuff. And it smelled really funny. But I think it was neat to watch the things, go in there and change into different monsters. And you never knew what you were going to get. You're always going to get like a little surprise of what kind of creepy thing was going to happen next. I guess that kind of sums up where I'm at.
Yes, look at how that's carried on in adulthood. That is amazing.
Look at you. Good question.
nice. Okay, so for people that want to get a hold of the music and learn more about the band that aren't aware of it, where would you say they should go?
Well, all the regular places, I guess. Facebook is it's Max Sabbath. Instagram is Facebook is Max Sabbath. Twitter is Max Sabbath. Instagram and what's that other one? Instagram is Official Max Sabbath. The website is Official Max Sabbath .com. And then, of course, if you go on to your YouTube and type in Max Sabbath, there is an array of things to find, like the video of them hanging out and playing for Ozzy Osbourne. There's the new video, Sweet Beef, where they metamorphosize into marionettes.
Nice.
And there's the video for Parabuns, which is like a stop-motion claymation thing. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, wow, but, definitely.
OfficialMaxSabbath.com is where you can go to see all the tour dates and buy fun merch and glow-in-the-dark t-shirts and coloring books. And so, there you go.
Great. Can I ask you one last favor before I let you go?
Sure.
Would you mind cutting a promo ID for our radio show?
Just absolutely.
Introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, and you are listening to Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
I'll give it a shot. Domain Cleveland Radio. You're listening to Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Correct.
You're listening to Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. Okay, let's try it.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, this is Mike Odd, manager of the mighty Max Sabbath. You are listening to Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. And we're loving it.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time. And look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night and coming up. And hopefully I'll get to say hi.
Sounds great, man. I'll see you in Cleveland.
All right, man. Take care. Enjoy. Right. Get a couple bowling games in.
Oh, thanks, bud. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Make it no contest.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.